Are you aware of Julian Cope's book about the period? I think he did a wonderful imagination. You know, he was really able to bring it out how we, that time, that very time, we had been infected by an idea which was different from all ideas which existed until that period. And for that, I have to say thank you to him. Not all, he's not right following all his points, you know, he mentioned, but the general idea he spoke out or he wrote down. Yes, great, great, thank you. Are you aware of a re-emergence of interest in German rock? Not really. I'm living in Germany and, you know, German rock itself, I'm not really interested in. Because it means here in Germany something different. Rock is in itself means, you know, more music very influenced or trying to be same like English or American type. So I'm not really interested of if this coming up or not, if this is meant. The name Faust suggests the image of the political militant clenched fist, but also suggests the occult pact of Dr. Faust, means Faustus. Mm-hmm. Were both of these meanings relevant originally? Yes, for sure. This is the main point in this, that we felt about us that even more than two meanings are inside of the priest or the head of Faust. Next question is, do you think either image is relevant to Faust today? Why not? And concerning the political point of Faust's work originally, is it still relevant today? I think no question, because we are still going forward our way, and it was termed political, and I still feel political in the same way. And I feel we are not going really wrong way, because we decide to going through not mentioning that this type of music is not really the right one to kids or something like that, because we're thinking, for example, that we should share people around in the same meanings and feeling a bit upset of that what's going on. Who has been responsible at different times for controlling Faust record designs and marketing? Well, I will keep it easy. I think it's the group's thing, always behind from the beginning until yet. Your designs and album titles often refer to the concept of absence and nothingness. See through first album, Richard Riley's painting, Rien, the blackness of the sofa cover, Faust for blank music staves. Why? This is, why the hell I shall explain this? Everyone who's got a brain in this, what is called, Kürbis, pumpkin, shall use it. When I first became interested in Faust, there was a great mystery attached to the band. This one follows the question ahead. No one seemed to know very much about you in terms of who were the members, their background and so on. Even in the late 70s, after you had split up, there was still very little known. Was this mystery cultivated celebratedly? Yes, for sure. I think it's not really important who is doing what and who, which names, you know, it's following the concept. The artist means nothing. It's, we are part of a common human beings, you know, and everyone is the artist. And that's the, that's, if you bring together both questions, it might be, make sense for some of you. Faust have become known as a psychedelics group. Yeah. There are many stories about Faust band members and friends using powerful psychedelics. Oha! What was the original group's attitude to experimentation with psychedelics, specifically LSD? Were the group's view really any different to those of many other groups of time? I think not really. I would not really mention some special. I think we use a lot of things which are similar, maybe not the same quality, but it's from, if you're young, you're trying, you have to try out things. That's it. It was special in a time, this just called it Zeitgeist, and it might be different in the 70s than nowadays, but okay. It was rumored in the 70s that Faust were associated in some way with the Bader-Meinhof group and even the Red Army faction. I believe, for example, that Uzi used to work with Ulrike Meinhof on a socialist social democratic paper before putting Faust together. So it was before Meinhof's views reached their final form. There are continuing stories that unknown militants made use of the Wimmer Studios as a hideaway. That's a bit too much. For example, in the booklet from the box set, what is the truth and meaning of these stories? Okay. None of us really became part of the Bader-Meinhof group. Is it enough? There had been completely different meanings at that times about that, and we became anyway a bit angry about politics, and we had been young, and we had a line to follow. It seems to be that it's a bit forgotten or lost these days. Not our line, but people's line. It seems that there are different strands to Faust's interest: surreal poetry, Dadaism, surrealistic poetics, Zen, love of pure sound, and so on. Were these everyone's common interest? No, we had been. The group itself, it exists, there exist six individuals, and that was the fun, that there had been really everyone his own meanings, and we had to bring it together through fighting, through however. That was the big idea behind Faust, and still is.